We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's Team PXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James and Brennan Summers from Houston NBC. Happy Monday, Brennan.
Good morning. How are you doing? How was your holiday?
It was fantastic. So much food. I put on, I think it was like 6 pounds. Probably need to take that off. but it was good. It was good for sure. How about yours?
It was good. You talk about eating food. So like,
so much food.
One thing my brother-in-law like smoked. We had some smoked turkey, some ribs like Thursday, leftovers Friday. I ended up having a pizza yesterday too, watching football.
There
I'm just really feeling it and had to move over a couple of notches on the belt today.
Yeah, here's the problem, though. There's so many leftovers, and I don't want them to go to waste. So I guess that weight loss is going to have to wait a little while once I get through those.
I know. It's still, I mean, today's the last day of November, so we don't really have to get into that. We can all start January 1st.
There you go. Perfect. You know what? Great idea. I love that for sure. Brennan, I did want to bring this up since we all know you are a New Orleans Saints fan. Was that the most pathetic game you've ever seen?
It was very sad.
For context sake, for anyone who maybe isn't huge into football, basically the entire Denver Broncos team, who the Saints were facing, was out because of COVID, including all of their quarterbacks. A wide receiver started at quarterback. He had one completion, though. That was nice.
Yeah, and I think he was working in sales like a month ago, and then got bumped up to the practice
right.
squad.
For
so
sure.
Saturday, like, we get this news, and I know it's football, and if you're not into it, but like it made like serious headlines because it was every quarterback for Denver was ruled out, and this was for breaking the NFL's rules. I think it was they were not wearing masks inside the quarterback meeting room.
That's right.
And so the NFL, I know we've rescheduled like the Steelers and Ravens team because they've had COVID tests till tomorrow, but the NFL basically said, listen, you're playing or you're going to forfeit. And the Broncos said, we're not forfeiting because that's the players wouldn't get paid. So they were going to field a team. They get this poor guy up. He throws a couple of picks, one completion. I think his quarterback rating was zero. Listen, I love the Saints, and I was like, okay, we're going to win. I did want him to throw a touchdown pass just for something.
Yeah.
But it was watching the team out there. That was tough. But hey, the Bills pulled one out, by the way.
They did, yes.
Held on to that.
Speaking of ugly wins, but still, a win is a win in the lead in the division for sure. So that is some positive news, some not so positive news. Wow, have we seen a jump in numbers.
And this is, the Monroe County numbers are stunning going back to the weekend. So on Saturday, we shattered the record for the number of COVID tests in a single day. So this would have been Friday tests reported on Saturday. It was more than 500, up at 515, I believe was the total. And that was, we had never had that period since the start of the pandemic. We get another 500 yesterday that came in with the news. And keep in mind, these aren't Thanksgiving tests.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like when we get 2 weeks from now, so another 10 days or so when we're really going to see a problem. And when you look at the trends for Monroe County, like we saw a little bit of the curve earlier this year, and now there was a lull, and now it's almost shooting straight up in the number of hospitalizations and cases.
Yeah, it's scary. You know, we were hoping that a lot of the numbers we were seeing recently were because of Halloween parties and that sort of thing. But obviously, you know, they're just going up more now, and I don't even want to think about how big they're going to be in the next couple of weeks.
I know. We saw airports. They were not packed, but they were full. It was busy. People still went and traveled. And no matter how safe you want to be, and you were, and I hope everyone was, it's still spreading. And I know we're trying to limit that, and now we're just going to have to watch over the next week to 2 weeks to see what we can trace back to the past 5 days in the holiday weekend.
Yeah. Brennan Summers, News and NBC, on with us right now. Brennan, I mean, it just seems like we need the vaccine like yesterday. What's the latest with that?
Yeah, so we got some Moderna news this morning. They're going to be pushing for emergency FDA approval soon to start getting that out. We know that Pfizer, NBC News had reported, brought in a shipment from Europe, the first COVID test of its batch, the vaccine that landed in Chicago. And so this is a key time frame. We're looking at this week and next week of these companies getting federal approval, or at least pushing for it and having the meetings on it. And then they want to start getting those shots out as soon as they come. I know we've talked for a while. By the end of the year, people in the most at risk should start getting those. Well, tomorrow's December 1st, so we're end of the year. And so now it's getting into the reality of what's this going to look like with the rollout. And it's going to happen in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, again, I expect people who are older to get it first, first responders, essential workers, that sort of thing, to be the first. And then, again, the timeline seems like by maybe April it's rolled out to the general public. Maybe they can advance that as well.
Yeah, so it's like 6 months is what they're saying for most people to start being able to get it. And then it's just lining up where you're going to be putting it out. We've already mentioned places like Wegmans, Walmart, local pharmacies. They'll be in line to have it eventually. And then it's just going to be scheduling testing and rolling it out. Now, I heard from Dr. Anthony Fauci, who was speaking this weekend. Every year, they handle like 80 million or so doses of a vaccine when you're dealing with like the flu. And this is a larger scale when you're trying to look at, you know, 300 million or getting as many as you can. But he's confident that they'll figure it out. And there are a lot of key meetings happening this week to come up with that plan.
Now, talking about testing, moving back locally here, some changes in the testing initiative for Monroe County.
Yeah, so this is huge. And what they want to do is, and we know the problem, like if you have symptoms or you know someone with symptoms, it's kind of easy to say, all right, watch yourself, go get tested, stay home. But it's asymptomatic. People who don't have a fever, don't have a cough or a sore throat or anything like that, any of the symptoms. So Monroe County is teaming up with communities in the orange zone. Again, that's like Rochester, parts of Gates, Irondequoit, and Brighton. So they're going to be setting up testing sites come this weekend and start using those where people can come up. You need to book appointments now. Irondequoit, not sold out, but filled up within 2 hours. It was like 750 spots already taken.
Jeez.
So they're getting tests from the state, and they're going to be doing rapid testing. And this is to highlight the issue areas and to try to catch people who are asymptomatic and don't have symptoms. So there are places you can go to whec.com and check out the list of where you can book appointments, who you need to call. But that's a powerful initiative. And the goal now is once we start this, let's keep getting more of the tests if they can find them.
Absolutely. Still with the testing angle here, testing happening in a lot of schools today, and also some schools are giving parents options if they want to do moving forward.
Yeah, so the orange zone rules hit for schools and districts on Thursday. Again, we've talked about this. The state wanted to give them the 4 days to get through the weekend where they could clean buildings and start the testing process. We saw East Irondequoit. That district has three schools in the orange zone for that section of town. They had a drive-through testing site. They'll be doing more today. Other schools will be testing kids. Again, this time, you got to have 100% of the population on campus test negative before they return and you reopen schools. Now, parents have the chance to opt into this testing because they're no longer doing the 20% pool. This is testing everybody before they come back. In that case, your kid is fully remote for the time being, and schools are trying to get kids back. And Rochester City Schools, remember, kids haven't been on campus at all this year. So now they're going to be speaking with parents in the city. This is not about the orange zone necessarily, but looking ahead, how many parents feel comfortable sending their kids back to a school building as they try to plan for the spring semester and how long they're going to stay remote.
Brennan, do you know, again, as we look at the numbers, it seems like we're headed towards red, right? I mean, it's inevitable, it seems, at this point. Do we know what happens when we do get to red? Can schools still opt out when it comes to testing?
Yeah, when you look at the state's charts, the school is kind of linked between the red and the orange. It says, go remote with the asterisk of that you can test back in and have people there. Now, the governor said, no matter what, they really want to keep K through 8, the youngest kids, in schools. And all the experts say the transmission between that group is still low. Now, you mentioned getting into red. I worry first about expanding the orange. It's just when you look at the numbers of what we've seen. And that would mean, you know, the gyms, the barbershops, every place outside of that would have to close. When you get into red, that is essential only. And that is restaurants, no dining, period, only pickup. So that's kind of the extreme of what we're looking to. But, I mean, more than 1,000 cases in Monroe County Saturday and Sunday, and it was back-to-back. Like, it was the worst day and then the second worst day in terms of daily numbers. So you're right. I mean, I think we've got a rough stretch coming up.
We do. We got to keep things in perspective a little bit, though, because you look at those numbers and they're jarring, right? But what about the positivity rate? Because we do know that more people are getting tested. We've been talking about how difficult it is to even get one at this point or get the results back. So that is certainly a factor when it comes to those large numbers as well.
Yeah, so in Monroe County, the positive rate is now 5.73%.
Okay.
Finger Lakes is 3.5%. But I think we just remember, like, going back like 2 months ago when we were less than 1% and dealing with that. And whenever people watch Governor Cuomo in his briefings, and he puts up that, you know, New York is doing relatively well overall compared to other states. And he'll say, you know, our rate is statewide like 3-4%, whatever it might be. And he'll compare like the worst places, you know, the Dakotas or somewhere where it's like 40% or 50% positivity. Now, just keep in mind, like, other places aren't testing as much as we are, which is why, I mean, early in the pandemic, we had nearly a 40% rate because we weren't testing as many people. Like, you had to have the symptoms or you
right.
had to have the doctor's note. So just kind of keep that in mind. It's good what we're doing, and they're just trying to keep the valve closed, which is the phrase that Governor Cuomo has used, and slowly opening it back up if things can kind of improve.
I like to think of it as like a demolition derby. Like, our car, and we got a couple flat tires, it's pretty banged up, but that car over there, oh, that one's literally exploded and on fire. So I guess it could be worse.
I mean, there are places in California with citywide curfews again and stay-at-home orders. Santa Clara, where the 49ers play and where the Bills are supposed to play next Monday night,
right,
a week from tonight, they put in a rule for the next 3 weeks that no pro or college sports that involve contact will be hosted there. So now you've got the 49ers and the NFL trying to find maybe another stadium outside of that county in California. Maybe they host the Bills in Arizona at the Cardinal Stadium. So it's, I mean, we've got issues here, but we're not fully locking down yet again.
Right, exactly. Brendan Summers, when you said NBC, certainly lots of heavy stuff this morning. Let's lighten it up a little bit with what is the most confusing story that I've been following. I don't know if you've been keeping up on this. I imagine you've seen at least a little bit of it. The mysterious silver monolith that disappeared from a Utah desert. What in the actual hell?
So this suddenly popped up like overnight. And like the state officials there went and they started looking into it because they didn't know who put it there.
Uh-huh.
And it just showed up around like these rocks in this canyon. It looks like a glorified new Xbox that's silver and it's like 10 feet tall. And all of a sudden, it's gone.
Huh.
And the state officials there are saying, we didn't move it, but we're sure aliens didn't put it there to begin with. So they say they debunked that.
Well, good.
But it's puzzling everyone, and now it's vanished. So I did say on our show this morning, well, if you don't know who took it, how can you debunk the greater kind, the aliens that came in and dropped
there
it
you
off.
Go. Yeah, I was reading a little bit about this. Apparently, people were finding it through Google Maps and then hiking there. And one person, the guy literally went and hiked and saw it and thought it was really cool and then camped overnight and then went back the next day and it was gone. Just gone. Poof.
We're all in need of a distraction.
Right? I think that's what this
that's
is.
That's something you could socially distance to go check out this monolith that was sitting there. I think it's, we got to see where it pops back up now. Like, are they going to just like
put it
next to like the Sears Tower or somewhere else, like the Space Needle somewhere?
I don't know.
Pop up, but
I'm getting a little Independence Day vibes from this, and I don't know if this is the distraction that we need or want.
I don't know what life would be trying to come here in this year, right?
Right.
Like
we
talked about how SpaceX has been sending capsules and astronauts to getting ready for these lunar missions. Everyone's like, please sign me up. Where's the cost? Where
right.
I get my name?
Maybe that's why it's gone. The aliens were like, you know what? Never mind.
Yeah.
We're just going to go
here,
anywhere.
We got people camping out. You guys just we're going to move.
Yeah, we hear there's water on the moon. I think we'll just go there instead. That seems a lot safer right now. Oh, man. All right. Brendan Summers, News at NBC. Always a pleasure. Certainly, we'll be talking to you quite a bit this week.
Good deal. See you, man.
All right, Brendan. See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!